Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Americans waiting for coronavirus relief payments will have to wait longer after Republicans blocked an effort to amend the pandemic relief package to more than triple direct payments to struggling individuals, something demanded by President Donald Trump. Earlier this week, lawmakers approved the $900 billion coronavirus relief package, which includes a one-time payment of $600, but Trump dropped a bombshell on the celebration, hinting he might veto the bill unless the amount was increased to $2,000. Britain and the European Union struck a deal Thursday after 10 months of intense negotiations that allowed them to soften the economic shock of Brexit when the United Kingdom leaves the EU single market at the new year. It will not face tariffs on cross-channel commerce, despite breaking off half a century of close partnership. Now comes the race to approve and ratify the deal before Britain leaves the EU's economic structure on January the 1st. The British and European parliaments both must hold votes to ratify the agreement. The EU Commission president urging 440 million Europeans remaining in the 27-nation bloc to put the drama of the 4 years since Britain's Brexit referendum behind them and to look to the future. The coronavirus made for a scaled-back and subdued Christmas observances around the globe. Pope Francis celebrated low-key Christmas Eve Mass at the St. Peter's Basilica to comply with Italy's 10 p.m. curfew, with attendees wearing masks. For more news, join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Mexico became the first Latin American country Thursday to launch a COVID-19 vaccination initiative, offering hope to a nation that has lost more than 120,000 people to the pandemic. Officials say Chile will immediately start inoculations of healthcare workers, receiving the first shipment of its 10 million dose order of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on Thursday. The United States is about to complete its second week of vaccinations, with about 1 million inoculations, mainly among healthcare workers and elderly residents of nursing homes. Syria is accusing Israel of waging a rocket attack on Christmas Eve night, with residents reported seeing missiles in the skies over Beirut. The Syrian Ministry of Defense issued a statement saying Israel launched an aggression by directing a barrage of rockets from the north of the Lebanese city of Tripoli. It said Syrian air defense confronted the enemy missiles and intercepted most of them. It's unclear if there were any casualties. There was no immediate word from Israel on Friday's flights and alleged attacks on Syria. Former Chinese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is set on Friday to correct statements he made in Parliament related to a political funding scandal that has also cast a pall over the current premier. Abe apologized for repeated false denials that his political funding group had subsidized cherry blossom viewing parties for its supporters, a possible violation of the country's strict political funding laws. A 6.3 magnitude earthquake, struck the Philippines Friday. U.S. Geological Survey said people in the capital of Manila reported buildings were shaking and the Christmas Day masses interrupted, but there were no reports of injuries or damage, but warnings were issued for aftershocks. A rebel coalition that was fighting the government in the Central African Republic says it will observe a 3-day ceasefire ahead of Sunday's election, seen as a crucial test for the troubled country. A statement issued by the Coalition of Patriots for Change, which began an offensive against the government last Friday, said a 72-hour unilateral ceasefire will be observed across the country by all Patriots fighting troops. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us on our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.